from Simon & Schuster Audio, Advice on Dying and Living a Better Life, by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Read by the translator and editor, Jeffrey Hopkins.
I'm Jeffrey Hopkins, the translator and editor of this program. There's a Tibetan saying, "Everyone dies, but no one is dead." Introduction. Tibet is known for profound insights into the depths of the mind. A repository for Buddhist teachings, Tibet has long maintained traditions of practice an instruction centered on manifesting these deep states of mind and making use of them for spiritual progress. I began my own instruction in these systems at a Tibetan and Mongolian monastery in New Jersey at the end of 1962. While living at the monastery for nearly 5 years, I learned the Tibetan language, meditated, and studied a broad range of topics. This allowed me, upon return to the monastery in the summer of 1968, to appreciate the magnificent expositions of subjects, large and small, by an aged Lama, Khensur Ngawan Langden, who had been the abbot of a Tantra monastery in Lhasa, the capital of Tibet, when the communist Chinese invaded in 1959. In the course of his teachings, the Lama spoke several times of a profound book about death that he had with him. He explained that the book was most helpful in approaching death because it described in detail the deepening mental states through which the dying person passes and how to prepare for them. He added that we pass through these states each and every day when we go to sleep or end a dream, as well as when fainting, sneezing, or during orgasm. I was fascinated. From the Lama's brief references to the contents of this book, I could see that our usual level of
sample complete. Ready to continue?